Hey, story seekers, it's Nisha, and you are now listening to Nisha's Open Diary, where the stories are real and the tea is all about me. Good morning. Today is Wednesday, March 13th, 2024. Welcome to Nisha's Open Diary. Today we're going to be talking about how things were after my mom got with my stepdad. Things got crazy all over again, real fast. So my uncle used to work for my stepfather, and my stepfather had his own business in construction. And my uncle ended up introducing him to my mother. And they eventually started dating and things progressed, and he ended up leaving his house and moving in with us. Mind you, he is significantly older than my mother. He already had grown kids, they had kids, and we were all, you know, young teens and under. Now, I know it can be a challenge when blending families. And he was coming into a new situation with a woman with four kids. He didn't already raise his kids. They grown doing their own thing. So he coming in a whole situation where he got to try to come in and raise somebody else's kids. And we are coming from a difficult situation with our biological father. And now, I have already spoken about how my brother was acting and carrying on. He had already fought my uncles. And again, any man who tried to come in and correct his behavior. And I was still very protective over my mother as well. And very guarded towards men in general. So it wouldn't have mattered who it was. The feelings would have been the same. And I don't mean feelings of dislike, like I didn't like them just because. It was nothing personal towards him at all. I can't speak for anybody else but me. It was just the fact that he was a man. And I couldn't fathom him not mistreating her or us. I mean, my biological father beat her. He beat us and he mistreated us. So what is it for him to do it too? If my biological father could do that, how could he be any different? So it was a hard adjustment. And my stepdad and my brother ended up fighting on several occasions. And I know my guard was up. And the verdict was still out on whether or not to trust him and let my guard down. And let him in. However, my brother would attack him whenever. And I do mean whenever. He tried to parent him or step in and correct or do anything. And that brings me to the first time they ever fought. This one time we had went to my cousin's apartment, who was in college at the time, and it was about maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours from where we were living. And we went to visit her at her apartment with some other family members. And yeah, like I said, this was the first time they fought, and he attacked my stepfather. And I can't remember exactly why, but I guess you could say that I was the reason why, because that's how everybody looked at me, like I was starting some shh, or like I started like the whole fight ensued because of me. But I can't remember, but I do know that I said, did something. I said or did something. I got smart. I got disrespectful to somebody. I don't know if it was to him or to my mother. But I do know that it started off that way. And because of that, he was having a conversation with me about it. And my brother was fuming, like fuming. And next thing you know, he steps in between and he's throwing blows, attacking him. Because again, he thought he ran our house. He thought he ran us. And he thought he ran my mother. Now, I didn't tell him to step in and do that. That was all his own doing, not mine. But everybody was looking at me like I had started some BS. And I remember everybody trying to break up the fight. And then everybody started running out the apartment. I remember my aunt had just got a new car. And we ended up running out and jumping in her car. Some of us did. I don't know who else was with us. I know it was me and her kids and I don't know who else. And she drove to her house. And I remember after that, my mother was mad as hell at me. And she was not speaking to me. She was pissed. And now I know whatever happened may have started because of what I had did or said. But that was her out of control son. And his actions weren't mine. I didn't tell him to attack nobody. He did that all on the strength of him thinking he was running things when it came to her, us, and the household. That first incident led to many more. Another where they ended up fighting in the house and my brother ended up pushing him and he stumbled down the stairs and he hit his ribs on this big screen TV we had at the time. Those big screen TVs were made out of wood and he ended up breaking his ribs when his side hit the side of the TV and it punctured one of his lungs. And behind that, he ended up in the hospital. And he was in a bad way. And again, I can't remember why that incident started. But it was all due to the fact that my brother refused the idea of my stepfather and my mother being together at all. He fought it every chance he got. I, on the other hand, began to come around and see that he meant no harm and that I could be at ease and let my guard down. I eventually became to be okay with him being in our lives. And we grew to develop a relationship. He did the best he could coming into a ready-made family, getting with and marrying my mother, a woman with four kids. A situation that some men would be turned off by. Some men would not want to step into no situation trying to raise nobody else's kids. And as I grew up, I have come to love, respect, and admire him for stepping in and loving my mother and raising kids that were not his own. We were not his responsibility to take on. And through everything that happened, he could have walked away at any time. And even though my mother died years ago, he is still around. And my two younger brothers live with him currently. And he just turned out to be, you know, a good man or whatever. But in the beginning, I just couldn't think of him doing anything but hurting her or us. And if I'm wrong for that, then I'm sorry, but I never wanted him to get hurt. I never wanted none of that to happen. And I didn't condone what my brother did, and I didn't want him to do none of that. He did that because that's what he wanted to do. All right, story seekers, we have reached the end of this episode. Tune into my next episode where I will be discussing the time my uncle and his baby mother broke into my stepfather's store and stole our Christmas presents. Make sure you follow me on all socials at Nisha's Open Diary and my website at nishasopendiary.podbean.com. And until next time, I will meet you where the pen meets the diary. All right, story seekers, that does it for this story time. I'm out of here. Until next time, make sure you tap in, follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Nisha's Open Diary, and I will meet you where the pen meets the diary.